I'm Austin Meek with Waco Business News, and you're listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business. I'm now joined in studio by Dylan Washington, co-owner of Pinewood, a beloved coffee company here in the heart of Waco, Texas. Welcome to Downtown Depot.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
What has you in these parts? Did you go to school here? Did you grow up here? What's your Waco history?
I was born at Hillcrest Hospital, so I've got my little Bible to prove it. And so I've been here my entire life. Went to Baylor, graduated in 2014. And then I honestly thought that I would be long gone by now. But I really fell in love with Waco, I think, when I was at Baylor. And so decided I was going to stay. And here I am.
What were some of the experiences during your time at Baylor that made you fall in love with the place?
That's a good question. I was working at Common Grounds at the time. And Common Grounds was kind of like the epicenter of a certain type of culture. And at the time it was really grungy, and that was nice. You know, that was like my first kind of foray into music and into, you know, coffee culture kind of stuff.
And what years would this have been?
This was between 2011 and 2014. So I graduated, only was at Baylor for 3 years, but got out of there as fast as I could. But not in a bad way, but just because I needed to get out if I wanted to maintain financial, you know, liberties over my life.
Very smart. So for listeners who maybe aren't familiar, Common Grounds is a coffee shop that is right across the street from Baylor campus. It has been a haunt of, I would say, Baylor's like sorority scene, indie scene. Like, it kind of draws a lot of the Baylor community there.
Yeah. It's a melting pot for sure.
And while you were there, how do you think that the culture at Common Grounds changed?
That's a good question. While I was at Common Grounds, I think the brand definitely solidified a lot more. And that was under Blake. I think Blake did a really good job because I was actually hired by the old owner. I was the last hire by Jill.
So this is Jill Mashburn, who used to own Common Ground. She sold it to Blake Batson.
Yeah. And Blake really took it and did a good job kind of saying, okay, like, we can't be like, totally grungy, like, angry baristas back here all the time. Like, we got to care for people too. And so I think he definitely cleaned up the act a lot, which I respect.
At what point when you were working at Common Grounds did you spark an idea of this being your business and starting your own version?
I think that actually happened before Common Grounds. So I worked at Starbucks, for 6 months. Really long time. It felt like an eternity. But while I was there, I remember brewing my first like big batch of coffee and being like, just knowing that this was like a really important moment in my life. And from that point forward, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. I don't know in what capacity or whatever. I didn't know anything about roasting or anything like that. And that was actually when I was working at Starbucks. Brett Jameson was my manager. So think about this. Brett Jameson at Dichotomy, the owner of Dichotomy, his two managers, Michael Suttle and Cody Ferguson, they were all working at that Starbucks. So,
and there's been this big tree that came off of Brett Jameson at Starbucks. A lot of those people went to Dichotomy, started Dichotomy. Apex Roasters came out of Dichotomy. That's what Cody's doing.
Yep.
Pinewood has come out of that same tree.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's so hilarious. And, you know, hats off to Brett. He was kind of one of the first people to put a stake in downtown and say, like, okay, this can't be a sleepy place where there's just vacancy everywhere.
Got to keep that street caffeinated.
That's right, man. Austin is very caffeinated now. Austin Avenue is very caffeinated.
There are some really notable big kind of sexy coffee companies out there, like Onyx is a big one. Waco, and it seems like Apex is kind of trying to be that version in Waco, like really true specialty coffee coming from premium roasters. Where does Pinewood fit into the constellation of Waco coffee shops? So Dichotomy is a big one. Lighthouse recently opened up downtown. Yeah. Common Grounds has history here. What's the lay of the land for coffee drinkers?
That's a good question. Besides all of the kind of like tropey things that make coffee shops different, like we spin vinyl, that's why you should come to our place or whatever. I think one thing that sets Pinewood apart is that we roasted coffee for 2 years exclusively. We didn't even have, you know, a way for people to drink our coffee other than going to coffee shops that carried our coffee. So that gave us a lot of time to dial in the whole, you know, the roasting side of things. And so I'm partial to coffee shops that start as roasters and kind of have to earn their stripes there, and then they go into the retail side of things. But that might be what separates us. Other than that, I mean, there's a million places in town now to get a really great cup of coffee, and all of them do it, in my opinion, really, really well, just in different ways. And it's really just like choose the place that, you know, the people that you like are going, and choose the place that, you know, they play the music you like, and just kind of figure that part out on your own.
So you knew when you were working at Starbucks, even prior to being at Common Grounds, that you wanted to be part of this whole process. You wanted to be roasting, you wanted to be selling coffee, you wanted to be building relationships with folks.
Yeah.
How did the Pinewood brand come about? Your partner, J.D. Beard, and you had this idea at what year? When did it really become official?
You know, so I was roasting coffee on like a skillet in college. I was selling it to like my neighbors and stuff. And I think I actually have this funny memory of I was not hired at Common Grounds yet. And I brought a bag of coffee that I had roasted into Common Grounds. And Blake happened to be behind bar working the machine. And I was terrified, you know, and I gave it to him. And he was so cool about it. And he was like, dude, here, let's pull a shot and like, let's see how it tastes. And it was horrible. It was absolutely atrociously bad.
Did you think it was good?
No, that's what's so bad about it. It's like, I knew it was bad, and he knew it was bad, but he was so nice about it. And then I got hired, and I kind of got plugged in with a couple of guys there that were interested in roasting as well. And there was like talk about Common Ground starting a roastery for a long time, which has now happened in the form of Native Sons. They do a good job. But Pinewood started kind of, I guess it was probably in 2014. And I had tried to find a, you know, kind of like a business partner that I could do this with. And I had a couple of friends that, you know, that was not the trajectory they wanted to send their life in, and I don't blame them. But JD was like, hey, let's go get dinner and like, let's talk about this. So we went to Clay Pot by campus at the time. And he basically was like, look, if we don't start this thing, dude, I'm going to go work on an oil rig. And those are my two options. And it was like, dude, I don't want to have that blood on my hands of you having to go work on an oil rig.
Killing yourself, killing the environment. We could just have some good
horrible
coffee.
We could just start a coffee shop. And we always laugh about that. But yeah, so then we chose the name because JD is from East Texas, right? He's from Rusk. So he's no stranger to pine trees. Half of my entire family is from East Texas. And so we were like, this is, you know, pine trees kind of symbolize home for us, and we want to be a hospitable place where people feel like they can, you know, relax and be at home. And so, yeah, that's where Pinewood kind of came from. That's why we came up with the idea.
Pinewood Roasters is on Austin Avenue. They're in the Uptown area, 2223 Austin. When did you guys decide, and how did you decide that it was time for you to take this idea, you'd been making coffee, and really have a major physical presence?
Yeah. So, man, you're hitting all the hilarious moments in my life.
I mean, small business ownership is a trip.
Yeah.
And it's constantly rolling the dice and hoping that between grit and luck, this thing's going
to
work out.
Yeah. That's a fantastic way to put it. And there was a lot of grit and luck. So I guess we started roasting coffee for Common Grounds. This was in at the beginning of 2015. And we were like, okay, you know, we can maybe try and do this full time, which we were completely wrong about because there's just no way at the beginning to pay yourself and make all that happen. So I got a part-time job at 1424 and I was waiting tables there, which is hilarious because, you know, we had already had like our Waco Trib article. It's like, locals, start this thing. And and I'm from Waco. And so a lot of the people that walked into 1424 knew that I had started a roastery of some kind, that I was an entrepreneur. and when I would go to, you know, take them their like flaming cheese or whatever it is that they ordered, they'd be like, so how's business? Like, because it's obviously not super good because I'm sitting here serving you flaming cheese. through working at 1424, I became friends with that whole group, and they started Alpha Omega. They wanted a coffee arm there. And so we started like it was the most confusing business concept of all time. So in one building, under one roof, you had two businesses operating. You had Alpha Omega, the Greek food place, and then you had us. And every day at like 11, the whole vibe would have to change. And it's like, no, you're in Alpha Omega now. You're no longer in Pinewood. And we kind of amassed such a following there that we kind of actually every day had to start kicking people out, which was really awkward. But that taught us a lot about hospitality. It's like, how can you walk up to someone and basically be like, hey, these technically aren't our seats anymore. Like, please come back tomorrow. Like, we love your business. We love you. And it taught us how to take care of people even when, you know, circumstances are really kind of fuzzy. But then we knew that we needed to, like, have our own spot. So we drove around looking at places, and in classic Pinewood kind of fashion, we couldn't afford anything anywhere. And so we knew that we couldn't be downtown. And so we just kind of took a stroll up Austin. We were like, where does it all end? You know, where does like the entire downtown thing end? And I think that we decided that it ends kind of at 18th. And we just kind of went a little further. And on 23rd, we saw a big kind of blank building, called on it, and it was the Rydell guys that owned it, and kind of the rest is history from there.
And so what year did you guys actually open that space?
2017, August of 2017.
And you opened up the coffee side, but this is a really cool mid-century modern building on Austin Avenue that had another space available that I know you guys had your eyes on for a long time and eventually opened up the Pinewood Pub inside of it.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what we did. And that was a year later. It was kind of a crazy place, and I had so many people tell me, like, man, this is the worst location in the history of the world. And I kind of started to believe it there for a second. I was like, uh-oh, you know, I might really be in a kind of bad place here. And, like, the day before we opened Pinewood, really the night before, I was just laying in bed, and I was like, this could go really, really poorly. You know, it's like, I don't really know what to expect. And
but you already had the customer base built up from Alpha Omega. You were afraid they weren't just going to go six
blocks?
Yeah,
this is, you know, growing up in Waco, you always hear, like, Wacoans are so kind of persnickety about places. Like, if they have to drive even an extra 30 seconds, like, they're not going to go. And then you have this whole thing of, like, the Baylor bubble. It's like, you know, kids don't leave the Baylor bubble, blah, blah, blah. And the night before, I was like, well, we'll just see. But we had our, like, big opening day party, and, like, 1,000 people showed up. And it was the craziest day of my life. I was like, okay, like, I think we're going to be able to make something happen here. And from that day forward, it's just been kind of like glorified crowd management.
So does the flow happen in a way that the mornings, the Pinewood roaster side is pretty filled up, the coffee side, and then in the afternoons and evenings, the Pinewood pub side is filled up? Is the coffee shop still operating at night at the same time as the pub?
Yeah, so the shop closes at 7, Or closes at 8 now. It was originally closing at 7. And then the pub closes at 10, closes at midnight on weekends. So there are times where the shop is closed. The pub is basically like overflow seating for the shop, probably until like 5. That's when like the first people kind of come in, start finishing, you know, business meetings or whatever over a beer. But probably by 6 or 7, it's the pub. You know, it's finally the pub. The vibes are set for pint drinking at that point. But
when you walk into Pinewood, you see a lot of hardwoods, a lot of warm tones. You see a open coffee bar that can be looked at 360 degrees. So the staff feels very accessible.
Yeah.
They're, like you mentioned earlier, vinyl spinning. It's probably Willie Nelson or Charlie Pride, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Yeah.
What is the culture at Pinewood? Like, what is it about you, about JD, about the employees that you have that makes Pinewood a little bit unique and different from the other offerings in town?
I would say that the thing that really makes us different as a staff, just all of us as one, is that every day we take the gamble that if someone walks through that door and you treat them with kindness and respect and you are there to serve them and you make that your job, then they will come back. And that is what we kind of stake our entire business on. And, you know, as much as it like pains my angsty, you know, 20-year-old barista that still lives inside of me to say, like, coffee in that way is kind of a secondary thing. I think people really love specialty coffee and they really love to try, you know, different wacky things, but the average person is there to meet with their friend and or to study or whatever. And all they want is a kind person who's going to ask them how their day has been going genuinely. And you know, they want to experience a place that's not playing, you know, music that they don't understand, and they, you know, they want things that they connect with. And so that's kind of what sets us apart.
You're hearing from Dylan Washington, co-owner of Pinewood downtown on Austin Avenue, uptown on Austin Avenue, I should say. You guys have been able to further define and hone in on that Pinewood culture by events that you put on, one of which is this annual block party that gets more and more wheels off every year, more and more fun, more folks from the community want to come out and participate in it. How did the idea for this block party start and how has that evolved?
Oh, that's such a good question. How did the block party happen? Man, I don't really remember why we decided to do it, but and maybe that's kind of the point, is it just kind of bubbled up. We were like, let's throw a huge party. Like, let's just do this. And it was kind of like it's supposed to be a reunion of, you know, places or people that have played at Pinewood. It's like the shows that we do during the year, the block party will basically be a reunion for all of those artists to come play again all at once. And so, yeah. And I think with the pub being, you know, the last one we had before COVID was the first one that we did with the pub open. And so having beer like very accessible just made it a lot more fun and a lot more loose, as you say. And the wheels.
It always to me kind of felt like an excuse to have all your friends come together and for y'all to have a stage and perform. Because you're a musician yourself, a fellow Pinewood employee of yours, Chris Warnett, and you recently released a record under the name The Ink Caps that you can find on Spotify. And I always thought that the Pinewood party was just a big hangout, sort of like we're all going to sit together and we're picking. It's like we're at the Kerrville Folk Festival.
Yeah.
And everyone just comes through, bring a bottle of something, bring an instrument, and have fun.
That's it. Yeah. So the big joke that surrounds the block party is that the first year that we did it, we thought the funniest thing in the world would be, you know, when you announce all the artists, if you said, you know, this person, this person, this person, and surprise guest, right? Like, And it made everyone like, oh, who's the surprise guest? We heard like the most insane rumors, like George Strait's gonna play, or like some like.
Did you know Kanye West is coming to Waco to Pinewood?
This was the level of the rumors, and the joke was surprise guest is a band name that it's all Pinewood baristas, because you know we can all play music. That's like a classic barista thing. You know, it's like you can play an instrument. And so surprise guest is the Pinewood band, and we're always the last, we're the headliner. And when people expect George Strait, it's just all of us. And it's like, we're like Lynyrd Skynyrd amounts of people on stage. Like there's like 12 people on stage playing.
Someone's there on the maraca.
Always, yeah. It's ridiculous.
You gotta look busy.
Yeah, you have to. It's mostly acting.
You have been able to parlay the success of the Pinewood brand to now help with another bar in town in that same uptown area called Sloan's.
Yeah.
What's been the journey with Sloan's? How did COVID impact the business? And what are you guys doing now?
Yeah. So Sloan's was started, we started that idea in 2018, and then we built it out in 2019. And, you know, it was, it's awesome to, it's an 80s themed bar, 70s and 80s, I should say, because there's plenty of Eagles and Bee Gees being played as well. But it's, we were just like, this would be cool. It's tiny, which made it really horrible for COVID times. So yeah, I can get to that later. But it's, me and JD and Chris had gone to a bar in Seattle called the Foreign National. And it was a speakeasy. I don't consider Sloan's to be a speakeasy, but this was a speakeasy, and it was absolutely tiny. And when you walk in, it's just jam-packed, filled with people. And that's such a fun feeling. And I know that that has changed a lot over the past year, but like to walk in and just see a ton of people so jolly, you know what I mean, so happy in a like 600-square-foot place, you know, it's just, it's fun. But COVID hit us really, really hard. We were closed, I think, out of all of 2020, I think we were open like 2 months. And so that was tough. But we made it. So we're open again, which is nice.
There are not a lot of places in Waco that a consumer could go to that's as intimate as Sloan's. And that's in part because developers don't build 800-square-foot spaces. They build a 3,000 or 4,000-square-foot space.
Exactly, yeah.
And if you've spent time in Seattle or in New York, there are space constraints in those cities because of the density where all those shops are small.
Yeah.
They have to be. You have to put a bunch of stuff on the same block.
Yes.
And it's cool to walk into a place like Sloan's because in a lot of ways it does not feel like you're in Waco.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's funny because, one big issue with having such a small bar is it's never going to make you a ton of money. And that's kind of been the whole kind of mission statement of Pinewood, which is like, you should do it because, you know, it can add something. You know, you should do it because it's going to be something that Wacoans can be proud of. You shouldn't do it just because it's going to, you know, print cash. And Sloan's, you know, it's getting to the point where it's finally kind of supporting itself, which is great. And it's chugging along and it's healthy, but like no one's getting rich off of it. If anything, we have a place where we can enjoy it, and we know that Waco is really proud of it, and that's enough for us. So there's that.
As someone who's lived in Waco for a long time, loves Waco, understands the business scene, I'm sure you have some unique thoughts on other things that Waco should have, but it doesn't yet. Like when you're thinking of your businesses, like what does Waco bring? Or like what does Waco need and can we provide that? What are some other things that maybe you just in your normal, you know, married small business owner life, what are some things that you wish Waco had that, you know, maybe are potential business ideas for other folks?
Waco needs a legitimate venue, indoor venue. And it needs attached to that venue, it needs a studio and it needs a nice bar. So somebody make that happen. please. And starting a venue doesn't, like, I feel like a lot of people think they can build a stage and get a sound system and that's it, but you need a promoter and you need a talent person, because you need great acts, but we need that pretty bad.
And that's something that the Keep Waco Loud folks, Jacob and Katie, are really trying to address with. They just opened up a new bar downtown called Stay Classy. But once again, you can hear that and be like, oh yeah, now Waco has a nice indoor venue. It's smaller than probably what you're imagining. But there need to be 5 of those. There need to be 10 of those.
Dude,
there need
yeah.
to be places for special guests to go play every single week if they wanted to.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you could have... I think Waco is very much on the verge of finally kind of solidifying its identity as an arts town. One of the things that it's going to take, which is something I was thinking about today, is that, like, you know, I think a lot of entrepreneurs are really creative just by nature. You have to be a good entrepreneur. And I think a lot of times we convince ourselves that we have to be business minded. It's like, no. I'm not going to allow myself to, like, you know, play dress up and do a photo shoot and start a band and do all this stuff because I need to be, like, business minded. But really the best thing an entrepreneur can provide is also showing people that, like, the identity of an entrepreneur is very nuanced. And I think if all the entrepreneurs in Waco, because we have a million of them, just said, I'm also going to be very forthright about my art, my artistic side, we would have all of our venues and all of our art galleries would be packed every night. And that, I think that's, we're so close to that. I think it's about to happen.
You are hearing a vision casting for the future in Waco from Dylan Washington. Dylan is a co-owner of Pinewood Pub, Pinewood Roasters, Sloan's Cocktail Bar on 25th Street, and just a vibrant part of Waco's arts and cultural community here. So I'm really proud and impressed with what you guys and your team have built there on Austin Avenue. It has made the uptown area a lot more fun to live, work, and play. So thanks for everything you do, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again to Dylan Washington for coming on Downtown Depot this week, and thanks to you for tuning into episode 109 of Downtown Depot here on Waco Public Radio. Find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram, in between episodes, at Waco Business News, to stay up to date with what's happening in your community, and look for us on the third Friday of August here on 103.3 FM. I'm your host, Austin Meek, and you've been listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business.